Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Home of the Twins, just chatting with Jason and Dan. They're headed over for their show at Target Field. Twins and Angels tonight. Pregame begins at 6. First pitch, 6:40. What a beautiful night to check out Twins baseball. We spent a lot of time today, rightfully so, talking about last night's debate with former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Continue the conversation. Frequent guest of this show, former Republican Congressman Vin Weber is with us. Vin is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Vin, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Lifelong Republican that you are. You have also expressed some areas where you clearly disagree with Donald Trump, but on policy positions, you still definitely are a Republican. Do you believe your party is in a better or worse chance to win the election off last night's debate?
Hey, Chad. Great to be with you as always. Go Twins. I think that they're in a slightly poorer position after last night. I didn't know what to predict going into it. I thought it through in my mind, what does Trump have to do? What does Harris have to do? And I think that the way I would put it is, Kamala Harris did the minimum that she had to do, and Trump did not. So I give her a little advantage, but I don't think it's a home run. I don't think it's a decisive thing. I don't think the election's over, but I do think that she enhanced her position and Trump did not.
Clearly part of what she was trying to do then, and maybe she was going to try it out early and go away from him. Maybe she was going to try it the whole day. I have no idea. Was to get him going, to bait him.
Yep.
Crowds, other things where he brags about those aspects of his life, of his presidency, and to agitate him. And it worked. I mean, he grew angry, he grew frustrated. That's a bit of Trump, right? Did you expect that? Because for me, when people say it's going to be a disciplined Donald Trump, I'm still waiting to see that. He's not going to reinvent himself all the time. And I'm kind of conflicted here because I knew he'd react somewhat. But to be honest, I didn't think he'd react as forcefully and as continually as he did.
I think you've got that about right. And I think you've got her strategy right. They were determined. We heard stories about this for days coming up to the debate, that her strategy was going to be to needle him, get under his skin, get on him about his criminal convictions and the January 6th and his all the other stuff. And she did that. And she did it obviously successfully because he was not disciplined enough to respond well to it. And I think that hurt him. The only thing I would say is I disagree with her strategists if they thought that was all she needed to do, because she still has the job of reintroducing herself to the American public and dispelling some of the questions about her flip-flops on issues, her past left-wing stances on issues, and whether or not she is strong enough to lead America on the world stage. I don't think she did that. I think she got under Trump's skin. She caused him to react badly.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, If you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The next thing, which is to say, and here's why you should be comfortable with me if you're an undecided voter.
Okay, so let's stay with that part of her positions. And I get it, and I've made this point before, too, that Donald Trump has changed on positions. But this part her is a bigger part of the story, because if you look at where she stood on parts of immigration, Medicare for all, fracking, and multiple other issues in 2019, and really some of her time as a senator, she was a classic liberal. And she was out there, right? When she was the attorney general,
She had a more liberal record than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, in one ranking, although I think Sanders and Elizabeth Warren say, I'm not sure we're buying that, but yes, you're 100% right.
Okay.
There is a ranking where she's out there. As attorney general, I think there are a lot of people felt like she was more of a centrist in that area. But she's moved.
Yep.
Okay. She's moved all of a sudden. As soon as Joe Biden jumped out of the race, she moved. I thought that was an area where Trump should have been beating that into the ground last night, because you're really not just appealing to your base. You've got them. You're not appealing to Harris's diehard base. She's got them. But the few undecideds out there who really probably want no part of her positions, if she goes back to her 2019 positions, I thought Trump should have brought that up over and over and over again.
So you're totally right. First of all, it's on her change of positions. First, everybody that runs for office, including me when I was in office, you change positions on some things. Sometimes it's because you learn new facts. Sometimes it's because you just adjust to the political reality, which means what your voters want.
Right.
But the suddenness and systematic level of change she made so quickly and so, as I said, systematically right after Biden got out, really ought to give Trump a lot of fodder to talk about. Is this real? Do we really believe this? Or does it lead us to question we don't know anything about who she really is? But back to our earlier point, she successfully goaded him in a number of ways and took advantage of his foibles so that he didn't take advantage of that issue. He should have. You're totally right about that. And that's one of the reasons she won the debate last night, is because she managed to figure out how to prevent him from going after her weaknesses.
Yeah, she was orchestrating. It was really a debate more about her, and the best thing she did was agitate Trump. Congressman Vin Weber, former congressman, Republican with us, is 14 past two. I've made this point multiple times on the show, but I want to bring it up again to you. We know Donald Trump often, when he's asked specific questions, will go all over the place. I got it. But I want to say this about Harris. If David Muir and Lindsay Davis are fact-checking Donald Trump, and because he lies at such a stunning rate, he can be fact-checked. Now, sometimes people just decide they're not going to do that. Dana Bash and Jake Tapper said that's up to Joe Biden to do it, or that's up for other people to judge that. But if you're going to fact-check Trump, which they did, there were three specific times on key points where Harris didn't even come close to answering questions. And I'm not saying Trump directly answered all of them. I'm far from saying that. But opening question, explain to voters why they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. Just an attack on Trump.
Right.
On immigration and the fact that numbers are down this summer after your executive order, well, why didn't you do that 3.5 years ago? Attack on Trump. On Afghanistan, considering we just honored the 13 who were killed in what was just a disastrous departure by the Biden-Harris administration. Again, just an attack on Trump. And some of these answers, there were valid points of criticism of Trump, but not answers. And I felt like this is where Trump supporters who are saying, wait, if you're going to fact check my guy, and he gives him a lot of chances to, then really you should also follow up. Because when Trump didn't answer in Obamacare, David Muir followed up. I think it was David or was it Lindsay? I forget. Do you want to answer the question? I think that's where Harris should have had that follow-up, and that's why some Trump folks should be bothered about that.
Well, they are. I mean, the Republicans across the board, including those that are not very close to Trump, are very bothered about it. And I would go a step further. I just think that David and Davis did a disservice, not just to the public on voting, but to the media. I mean, it's not a good thing that you see, and you've seen it, I'm sure, Chad. The polls show continually declining confidence that the American people have in the media. That's not a good thing. If we don't have base confidence in our institutions, media, business, labor, government, you name it, the country's in trouble. And I think what they did last night, this is not so much a pro-Trump thing or an anti-Harris thing. I think that they undermine further the credibility of a media that is going through a credibility crisis.
Finn Weber with us. A couple more points, so we'll let you go. I think this is another area where Trump, he pushed it a couple times, but they need to keep pushing it. When Kamala Harris suggests she's an agent of change, I don't know how a present vice president can say you're an agent of change. If you want to say, I believe our policies are better, if you want to point out where you have notable differences with Joe Biden, point him out. But as someone, and I'm not here as a big Trump supporter, I'm making that clear. But if you're in the administration that's in charge right now, I don't see how you can say I'm the person for change and we're not going back.
Yeah, and it sort of begs the question of, all right, if you are going to be changing, first of all, as you point out, we should say, why are you trying to change? Because you've been part of this for the last 3.5 years. But what is the change you're proposing? And that's where you get into this flip-flop question. I don't think that the American people have or will have by Election Day any idea of what Kamala Harris will be like as president of the United States, other than her record of the last 3.5 years, because everything else is inconsistent with this notion that she's the agent of change. And that's not a good thing. I mean, maybe that's their strategy, because, you know, half the country just hates Trump. And maybe they're counting on, we're going to obscure all the rest of this stuff, and we're going to try to obfuscate on questions like, what kind of a change am I going to bring, and why am I a change from the administration that I've been part of for 3.5 years? We'll just get beyond that and count on people to vote because they hate Trump. That might work, but it's not a good strategy.
The Harris folks who were evasive on a second debate before this debate, about 2 seconds after the debate ended, said, hey, how about another debate? Not only in the spin room where Trump went to, which was a bit odd, then I'm with Sean Hannity, then I'm with Fox and Friends today, he was evasive. I'm going to say this, and I want to see if you agree. I'm going to guarantee we have a second debate, because Trump does not want to be positioned in any way that he wasn't willing to meet her once again. And he's going to have enough people saying to him that you can do a better job. I believe a second debate is absolutely going to happen. What do you think?
I completely agree, because there are big question marks over both of these candidates. Is Trump really stable? Is Trump going to be? Is Harris the continuation of the last administration, or is she going to be different? And so those are big questions, and they're still unresolved. So I think that the candidate that says no to a debate is going to tell that important small group of undecided swing voters, you cannot trust me on those questions. And that's why they won't do it. They'll go with the debate, and we'll see what happens.
Vin, thanks so much. I keep it a little bit longer, but the phone's breaking up. We'll reach out again, and I appreciate you always coming on. And then the phone broke up again. Former Congressman Vin Weber with us. A lot of texts coming in.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.